This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Kelly Morlock can help you manage your wealth and retirement needs.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is John Williams with the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. I'm happy to have in the studio today local landscape designer Laura Damsgaard, who's going to talk about the perils of artificial turf. Hi, Laura.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me today.
So what got you into this? What gave you a sort of a red flag about artificial turf?
So I live in Half Moon Bay. I'm a local, and I'm a landscape designer. So in my line of work, I often encounter clients who request artificial turf in their garden spaces. And I feel like it's an important part of my job to try to convince them not to install artificial turf. From my environmental horticulture background, I've had the great opportunity of learning a lot about the product. And also personally, I have children in the school system and who have played soccer through AYSO. And as you may know, Cunha Field is a soccer mecca for games during the week and on the weekend. I found that every time we would be on site and play soccer, we'd come home and I would find the microfill from the artificial turf, which at the time was the rubber tire crumb. And it would be in all over, in my daughter's ears. We would pick it out of her eyelids, in all of her clothing and crevices. And that was really when I started to dive deeper into studying artificial turf and some of the consequences of using it.
And I guess the literature supports this finding, yes?
Yes. So it turns out it's promoted as an alternative to natural grass because it was believed to be an opportunity to save water. As you know, we're always trying to think of ways to conserve water. And so this was one of the solutions pitched to our communities. However, it has so many unintended consequences of using, one of which is it's very toxic. It is full of forever chemicals, PFAs, and microplastics. And those don't metabolize or decompose. And so we're finding those toxins in our rain, our drinking water, our food, our waterways. And using artificial turf is just one more way we are allowing those toxins to leach into our environment, and it's affecting us as humans. It causes all kinds of problems, including cancer, and it is really affecting the aquatic life and fish. And being by the ocean, that should be something that we all probably care about.
Absolutely. And at the end of this interview, I'm going to provide your website so listeners can go in there and see the literature associated with these findings.
Great, thanks. Yeah, I have lots of links of more information.
Great. So we know institutionally, an Okunia, for instance, uses a lot of artificial turf for the soccer and other games. What about households? Are there a lot of places on the coast that use it?
Yes. If you walk around your neighborhood, you'll probably notice a lot of artificial turf installed in front and backyards, and sometimes even installed on the side of the driveway for additional parking spaces. Artificial turf is an impervious surface, so it is installed the same way you would install pavers for a driveway. It's compacted soil with base rock and plastic layers before you get to the plastic particle of the artificial turf and the fill. And so it's considered a hardscape product. And back to the water saving goal, a lot of cities, unfortunately not Half Moon Bay currently, but a lot of cities offer rebates if you replace your turf with a more water saving landscape, such as low water Mediterranean climate plants or California native plants. And cities will no longer allow you to use artificial turf to get those rebates because it is a viable option to help with the environment.
So on balance, it sounds like you're actually saving money using real lawn or real turf rather than artificial.
Yeah, exactly. You are. So people sometimes think, oh, if I pay the high price, which can sometimes be up to $30 per square foot,
really?
To install artificial turf, because it requires base rock and living with gophers as we do on the coast, you have to also install hardware cloth or gopher wire underneath, and then you usually frame it with steel edging. So the cost can be anywhere kind of between $25 to $30 per square foot. And so people often think, well, it's worth the cost because I'm not going to have to replace it for about 10 years. It has a kind of lifespan of use of about 10 years. But really, it has a lot more cost because when you replace it, you're going to be paying that cost over again. Whereas if you install natural turf in a smaller square footage area, that's closer to about $10 per square foot. And it will never need to be replaced if you care for it organically and you can seed it if you have issues. It does require water, however, but I think sometimes we need to weigh the balance of some water use, and especially in the case of artificial turf with how detrimental it is to our environment and our health, then I think, yeah, I would lean toward natural turf.
I noticed in the first house I lived in Half Moon Bay, that weeds still penetrated. They came through, which surprised me, but they can do that too. So you're not necessarily subjugating weeds by putting it in.
Oh, yeah, great point. Yeah, so weeds, as people who have used weed fabric may have observed after a year or so, weeds will top seed. So you will actually, and I have lots of pictures of this, is you'll find weeds growing in artificial turf, usually at the seams where seeds have collected, but also in the middle where birds or wind have dispersed seeds, and then they have just rooted in the artificial turf.
So when you have clients and they ask for it, what do you say? You give them this information, obviously.
I do. Yeah, I really respect the client's questions about artificial turf, and it's no one's fault that they're asking for it. I feel like there's just a lack of awareness of how unhealthy it is. And especially a lot of clients want artificial turf to utilize as a clean, easy, low maintenance space for their children or family or pets to play. And we all want the best for the health of our loved ones. So it's pretty easy to convince people to look at other alternatives, such as, you know, native grass blends that require less water. Because I can speak to the fact that, you know, they're going to be exposing their loved ones to all of those forever chemicals, which humans can be affected by from inhaling the off-gassing, ingesting any of the material that is used in the artificial turf, and even skin abrasions. The injury rate on artificial turf for play is much higher, almost 50% higher than natural turf. Because it's installed over base rock like hardscaping, it doesn't absorb the impact when kids fall. The grass blades are plastic and they'll cut you when you scrape your knee or your foot or your elbows. And another issue with the artificial turf is it has to be cleaned. Natural turf, we have healthy soil underneath it with all of these microorganisms. And if you cut yourself or bleed or someone, or, you know, a dog urinates on the turf, all those microorganisms clean the area for you. But on artificial turf, there is zero life. There is zero biodiversity. Zero life is supported with artificial turf. But bacteria will grow on those blades. And so it needs to be cleaned. If you let your dog urinate on the turf, or you your child cuts himself, or it just gets dirty from environmental pollutants, when you are interacting with it, those are then being transferred to you. So bacteria is a huge concern with artificial turf as well, and injury, and also the toxins, I think, are the top concern. So a lot of clients, once they start to get more information, I share links and some of the research, they kind of quickly lean towards something else.
That's very interesting, because one could be seduced into the idea it's fire and forget, plug and play. You put it down and you forget it. Don't have to worry anymore, but not the case, obviously, from what we're learning here.
And one more thing is, you know, we are trying to hopefully create garden spaces to interact with nature. And when you're using artificial turf, you're eliminating the biodiversity and you're no longer inviting nature into our garden space, because it won't support any insects or hummingbirds or birds or bees. And so you're kind of creating a sterile place, which I think is counterintuitive when you're designing a garden. One more point I'd like to make so I don't forget is that artificial turf, it becomes just waste. It's landfill. It's not recyclable. Sometimes they'll pitch it as partially recyclable, but because it's a mixed product of the petroleum-based plastics, it's not easy to sort, and so it usually does not get recycled at all, and so it sits in landfill. You know, if you're replacing, for example, our Cunha field just got replaced, and all of that old artificial turf is now probably just sitting in landfill somewhere and just leaching toxins into our groundwater and into our waterways, and that never goes away. And so it's another reason not to install it in your garden when there are really more more wonderful options to choose from.
Well, pretty convincing argument, I would have to say. So for additional information or to see the literature, can you give your website, please?
Yes, thank you. It's rootsygardendesign.com, Rootsy, R-O-O-T-S-Y.
Oh, lovely. Okay. Well, thank you, Laura. It's been a pleasure having you here. And this is John Williams from the KHMB Feature Story of the Week.
KHMB contributor John Williams with a thought-provoking feature story of the week. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson. Do you remember where you were and what you were doing 35 years ago? Cameron Palmer will help jog your memory with a trip back to 1990 in the KHMB Time Machine. The ride begins in moments on your community station for the San Mateo County Mid-Coast, 100.9, Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1990. Going back 35 years, this time machine now stops in 1990. These are the stories making news on the Coastside. Checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, loggers request Butano Canyon cutting permit. Big Creek Lumber Company has requested a permit to selectively harvest redwood and Douglas fir in Butano Canyon. They are asking for permission to harvest in an area consisting of 1,544 acres. And drowning toddler revived. An 18-month-old Pescadero girl is in critical condition after being found face down in Pescadero Creek. The girl would not be alive at all if it were not for the quick thinking of two teenagers who found her and applied CPR until rescuers reached the remote area. And phone service firm has five vans stripped. Some very thorough thieves have cost a local businessman about $1,200 and put nearly half its fleet out of service. The truck's out of commission. Steve Smith, who owns Precision Phone in Princeton, found five of his 12 Chevrolet vans stripped of their wheels, tires, batteries, and when he opened the truck at the yard recently, he was just so upset. Terrible, terrible. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Next time you stop by my restaurant and you happen to have a young family with you or you got some kids, please have them check out the latest attraction. It's a Winnie the Pooh house. It's located outside near our relaxing hammock area. It's bright yellow with a small arch door for the kids to enter through. Once in, they are surrounded by Winnie the Pooh photos and memorabilia, a miniature table and chairs to sit at and play games. The kids love it, but the parents love it too, as they can sit right outside the house on the benches or in the hammocks or the picnic tables and enjoy a frosty cold beverage. It's a fun, relaxing area, so next time you visit, check it out. Keep calm and Winnie the Pooh on. It's 1990, and following the Iraq invasion of Kuwait, Operation Desert Shield begins as the United States and the UK send troops to Kuwait to help repel the Iraqi invaders. The United States is experiencing a bad recession that is being felt around the world. The wall dividing Berlin falls, and East and West Germany reunite. while a 7.7 quake in the Philippines kills over 1,600 people. President George Bush and the Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev sign a historic agreement to end production of chemical weapons. In technology, Tim Berners-Lee publishes the first web page on the World Wide Web, while the first in-car GPS satellite navigation system goes on sale from Pioneer. How are we doing with the cost of living in 1990? With an average income of $28,900, you can buy a house for $123,000 or an IBM PSI computer for $999, up to $1,999. And oh yes, the cost of a gallon of gas is $1.34. Popular films include Home Alone, Ghost, Dances with Wolves, Pretty Woman, and The Hunt for Red October. Love Sean Connery. In popular music, this pop rock duo from Sweden came on the music scene last year with the number one gold hit. And this year, they have done it again. Here's Roxette, and It Must Have Been Love. This popular songwriter, a pianist, hits the charts for 15 weeks, topping out at number one. Here's James Ingram with I Don't Have the Heart.
'cause you're dreaming of how good it's going to be. You say you've been around, and now you finally found everything you wanted and needed in me. I don't have a home to hurt you. It's the last thing I wanna do, but I don't have a home to love you. Not the way you want me to. Inside I'm dying to see you crying. How can I make you understand I care about you, so much about you, baby? I'm trying to say this as gently as I can, 'cause I don't have a home to hurt you. It's the last thing I wanna do, but I don't have a home to love you. Not the way you want me to.
The Time Machine take us next week. Thanks for listening, and until next time, for the KHMB Time Machine, this is Cameron Palmer.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, community radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everyone. This is Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones with this week's Financial Focus, making the most of Medicare open enrollment. When you turn 65, Medicare becomes a vital part of your health care coverage, but signing up is just the beginning. Many people don't realize that Medicare isn't a set-it-and-forget-it program. In fact, you have the opportunity and often the need to review and adjust your coverage every single year. The annual Medicare open enrollment period, which runs from October 15th through December 7th each year, is your chance to take a fresh look at your healthcare needs and make sure your Medicare plan still fits your life. Then you can determine whether your medical and prescription plans need to be switched or dropped. Just like your health can change from year to year, so can Medicare plans. Insurance companies may adjust their coverage and costs or even discontinue certain plans entirely. By taking time during the open enrollment period to compare your options, you might discover a plan that saves money, offers better coverage, or both. As a reminder, you have several options when it comes to your Medicare coverage. First, Original Medicare Parts A and B covers hospital stays and medical services such as doctor visits. Part A typically comes with no monthly premium if you've worked for at least 10 years. Part B requires monthly premiums, $206.50 or more in 2026, depending on your income. They may also be co-pays and deductibles. Next, Medicare Advantage Part C offers an all-in-one alternative to Original Medicare. These plans are offered by private insurance companies. They often bundle together hospital, medical, and prescription drug coverage. They may also include extra benefits like vision, dental, and wellness programs that Original Medicare doesn't cover. Next is Medicare Part D. Provides standalone prescription drug coverage for those who stick with Original Medicare. Next is the Medicare Supplement or Medigap policies that help cover the out-of-pocket costs that Original Medicare doesn't pay, such as co-payments and deductibles. When shopping for Medicare plans, there are several important areas you should consider to determine which options are right for you. Out-of-pocket costs, such as monthly premiums, deductibles, co-payments, and any other expenses Medicare doesn't cover. Sometimes a plan with a higher premium saves you money overall because of lower co-pays. Prescription drug coverage deserves special attention. All Medicare plans for 2026 will include a $2,100 cap on what you pay out of pocket for covered prescription drugs, up from $2,000 in 2025. However, this cap only applies to drugs that your plan covers, making it crucial to verify your medications are included. Your healthcare needs for the coming year matter too. Do you have surgeries planned? New health conditions to manage? You'll want to make sure your potential plan covers the care you expect to need. Travel plans can also influence your choice. Original Medicare typically doesn't cover services overseas, so frequent travelers might want supplemental coverage for emergencies abroad. If you don't make any changes during open enrollment, you'll likely be automatically re-enrolled in your current plan for the following year, as long as it's still available and you continue paying required premiums. Don't let your Medicare plan run on autopilot. Take advantage of the annual open enrollment period between October 15th and December 7th to ensure your coverage continues to serve you well in the year ahead. This is Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones.
This content was provided by Edward Jones. For use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.
A reverse mortgage is a financial tool that allows senior homeowners to access the equity in their homes without having to sell them. Essentially, instead of making monthly mortgage payments, seniors receive money from a lender, which is then paid back when they move out of the home or pass away. This can be particularly beneficial for seniors who are on a fixed income and may need extra funds to cover living expenses, healthcare costs, or home repairs. By providing access to cash while allowing them to stay in their homes, reverse mortgages can help seniors maintain their quality of life, such as paying off existing debts, funding home improvements, or covering medical expenses. This financial cushion can give seniors peace of mind, helping them to live more comfortably and securely without the burden of monthly mortgage payments. For more information about this financial tool for seniors, call your Coastside Reverse Mortgage Specialist at 858-967-6060, 858-967-6060.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710, and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
This week's guest host for Keeping Pace with Your Health is Dr. David Antion. His comments following this word from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
How many years in a certain country can you live to be healthy? In Japan, in 2010, you could live to be healthy for 73 years. In 2015, you could live to be healthy for 73.6 years. And in 2019, you could live to be healthy for 74.1 years. You're increasing every year. In Switzerland, by 2019, you could live to be healthy 72 and a half years. These are the top countries. In Greece, you could live to be healthy for 70.9 years. In Chile, you could live to be healthy for 70.1 years. In Poland, for 68.7 years. Where do you think the United States is? We are the bottom. In the United States, in 2010, you could live to be healthy for 66.7 years. Now, these are healthy lifespan. You could live to be healthy until you start having diseases about 66.7 years. 2015, you could live to be healthy for 66.6 years. You went down one-tenth of a year. In 2019, you could live to be healthy for 66.1 years. In the United States, we have gone down every year. Our healthy lifespan is shrinking, whereas Japan, Italy, Malta, Ireland, Denmark, they're all increasing their healthy lifespan. Not the United States. Even Latvia went from 64.3 to 66.3. We are the only country who has gone down in our healthy lifespan. This is just terribly unacceptable. And I hope our new Health and Human Services head thing will do something about it. I really hope he will do something about it. Because it's just a disgrace for us to be so down at the bottom. And we spend more money on health care by far. Close to 1.5 times what they spend in Japan. Close to 2 or 3 times what they spend in some other countries. They know they're too poor. But yet they still have a healthier lifespan than we do. In other words, you will live to be healthy up until that age before you start having. That's on the average. Now, it's always average, and they're more above that and more below that, of course. But in our country, before you get diseases now, the average person will live to be healthy only 66.1 years. And after that, here come your health problems, serious health problems in many cases. And this is just totally ridiculous that we're in this situation. I don't eat junk food. Most people do eat junk food. They go to the junk food places. They eat fast food. They eat ultra-processed food. But I hope that you will take care of your health. You're the only one that can do the best job and take care of your health. And I hope you will.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710, and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast and voted one of the top eight pubs in all of California. Today, we visit one of the most unique cats on the Coastside, and it's been a chore herding this cool cat. It's Dirk Sell, fresh from the Harvest Festival in early October and a fixture on the local music scene for some time now. I've been bugging Dirk to get on Carousel for over 2 years, and he says, yeah, Mike, as soon as I have new material. Well, that moment is today. We're going to hear three songs from his new album, produced by Rich Pearsall at Studio E in Montera, called Dirk Sells Out. You're laughing already in the interview. This is great, Dirk. Great to see you. It's been a while. I know I played your song Winter a few years back when you produced it at Studio E in Montera, and you got three new songs we're going to play today. I said in the intro, it's like herding a cat with getting you in the studio.
It's been a while. The project has taken a long time. I know we wanted to talk after the album was finished. I just finished it in June. So it's been out for a few months now.
Is it because you're a perfectionist or because you're so soulful? We're going to talk about a lot of cool things today on Coastside Carousel. And I feel like you're one of the deeper artists I've ever interviewed.
Oh, that's very sweet. I am not a perfectionist. What really happened is that when I got together with Rich Pearsall at Studio E, we both started this project and we both learned together. We learned so much over the 4 years, almost 4 years that it took to do this. And we kept coming back to it and refining it and making it better and the sequencing and which songs are we going to use. And it was just so much fun adding more instrumentation. Like, oh, I met this violin player. Let's add him. I met a pedal steel. Wow, where can we add that? And it was just fun from the beginning to the end. And Rich is really the perfectionist. And so it was a really good balance between just wild creativity and sonic perfection. And he's so good at what he does, and he's so driven by finding the right sound and getting the right feeling. So it took a while, and at no point did we ever feel like this was something we have to finish, you know, until we got very close to the finish line. Then we're like, okay, let's push it over.
Where did you grow up? What were you listening to as a kid that imbues you with the music you play now?
I grew up in New York. My father was an amateur musician. He had a guitar laying around the house most of the time, and he wanted me to learn to play guitar, so he started me on a violin at a very young age. And I didn't really take to that, and then I moved to the guitar, and I didn't really take to that. But it was always around, and I'd always played a little bit. I got lessons for years, but it never really took off till after college. I just really became engrossed in music probably about 20 years ago and started writing songs. And I figured if I have any contribution to give to the world of music, it won't be through musicianship. I'm not a great musician by any standard, but I can write some lyrics. And I always wanted to be a writer. And I have a lot of interesting stories to share. And I figured music was a great way to share those stories.
Perfect segue. Let's talk about Long Haul. What is that about? And then we'll play it for the Coastside Carousellers.
Well, you know, the album is full of an interesting balance of old songs and new songs, and Long Haul is a new song. And some songs come from stories, some songs come from chord sequences, and some songs come from riffs. And this song came from a riff. I had this really cool riff that I liked, and I just kept working on it, and then the words just kind of poured out of me. And the song happened while we were writing the album. And it's always important to have a few up songs. I mentioned my bio, I really like ballads, and I write way too many ballads because life kind of works at the speed of a ballad. But when an up song comes, when something that has some energy and some feel to it comes along, you really focus more on that and get that to the finish line. And this one came so quick. It was wonderful.
It's Dirk Sell on KHMB's Coastside Carousel. This is a toe tapper called Long Haul on KHMB.
Long Haul.
Lord, just keep me headed home to you. But it's another long haul, another lonely day. This great military's up the road, a hundred miles away. And I know it ain't easy for you, being home all alone. Raising kids ain't child's play, that much as you know. We said we were in it for the long haul, God's help, that's what we'll do. We said we were in it for the long haul, Lord, just keep me headed home.
Radio for the Coast Side is KHMB 100.9 FM and AM 1710. Mike Dale with you, and this is Coast Side Carousel, the show by and for local musicians and the Coast Side venues at which they play. Dirk Sells with me today. There was Long Haul. It's a new album called Dirk Sells Out. I don't think you're a sellout at all, Dirk. You're not a sellout at all.
Actually, that was the working title, Dirk Sells Out.
Well, you gave it to me on the email.
Oh, did I really?
Yes,
oh, goodness.
Did.
Okay, well, that
okay,
was
so it's not
early.
Dirk Sells Out?
It's not. That's funny.
Oh, what is it going to be?
It's it's eponymous title, Dirk Sell, Dirk Sell. It's really funny because that was the final little layer we had to add on the album at the end. And I had been obsessing over the title of this album for years. And I had a list of 100 possible titles. And I brought them in to Rich, and sweat was rolling off my head, like, what are we going to call this album? And he's like, well, why don't we just self-title it? And I thought, oh my gosh, that's brilliant. Let's
oh my
do that.
God. We talked about before we played Long Haul how you're a soulful guy. And you did mention just a moment ago how you maybe write too many ballads. You even said that in your little bio to me. You're thinking a lot. When you're writing, I've always heard, and I'm not a musician, that when you have a ballad or a kind of a melancholy song, usually they're in minor chords. Is that where you're writing mostly in?
Definitely. Oh, yeah. Love minor chords. I feel that that's where the real beauty happens, and real harmony. To my ears. And yeah, I mean, the songs that I fixate on, and from my history, songs like Angel from Montgomery by John Prine or Amazing Grace, these century-old songs, they are definitely minor key ballads that I really enjoy.
Full of feeling,
yes.
and emotion in your body. I told you in the email, Amazing Grace, I hear it, I cry every time. It doesn't matter who sings it, right?
Yeah, and I get goosebumps when I hear Angel from Montgomery to this day. It's just something about it just really connects.
Okay, much more to talk about, but we're talking about kind of melancholy ballad music. Here's your new one called Dark Before the Dawn.
Who's on vocals with you on this one?
Marie Hillman, who is a local musician. I met her at Cameron's Open Mic. She's been singing there for years and years. She just had a baby named Seamus. Congratulations. I brought her in, and she was just so wonderful. She's on several of the tracks of the album. And then another backup singer named Kelly Tan.
This is a gorgeous ballad, Carousellers, called Dark Before the Dawn on KHMB.
There's a dark before the dawn, when it's cold and you're alone. Cold cuts you to the bone. It's hard to see what's going on. And when you're feeling hopeless and the walls are closing in, know that it's not hopeless, it's just the dark before the dawn. It's the dark before the dawn.
Coastside Carousel on Community Radio for the Coastside, KHMB, 100.9 FM, AM 1710. Brought to us each week by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast. Mike Dale sitting in with you and Dirk Sell on the other microphone here, having a great time and talking about his brand new album, just called Dirk Sell. When you were growing up, what were you listening to, Dirk?
Well, the song that really kept me going through my learning stage was The Wait by The Band. And I just thought, what wonderful lyrics, what a wonderful rhythm, nice open chords with one minor bar chord in there. So it's challenging. The first album I ever owned as a probably a preteen was the Bay City Rollers. Do you remember that one?
I do. We played here on KHMB.
S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y. night.
But, you know, I listen to Bay City Rollers. I'm looking at you now, and I hear your music, and I don't – the twain shall never meet. I don't get it.
No, the first albums that really had an effect on me really was my freshman year in college, where I had to call the radio station and ask them what they were playing. And the first was the Southbound by the Allman Brothers and the Brothers and Sisters albums. And the second one was a Little Feat album, Waiting for Columbus. I heard Spanish Moon on that, and I was like, that is the music – that talks to me the most, kind of this southern swampy rock. I still love it to this day.
Now, most of the Coastsiders here have dual jobs, meaning you're musicians at heart, but you have to have a day job at the same time. When you're at your day job, whatever that may be, I don't even know what you guys do for the most part. Are you always thinking about music while you're at work?
The great thing about songwriting in particular is that you can do it laying in bed. You can do it on a walk. You can do it almost any time. And so, yeah, I'll work out songs in my mind before I go to bed in the morning. You know, I can sing the entire song in my head and look for improvements or new lyrics.
What inspires you?
Oh, boy. Good question. I mean, mostly a lot of my songs involve some sort of beauty, natural beauty. The song Winter, for example, is all about natural beauty and how much I love winter. A lot of the songs I'm writing lately are about, alpine scenes. I do a lot of hiking. I'm outdoors a lot. In fact, that's a great time to write songs. And so it just naturally kind of filters through.
All right. We're going to play another song right now. This one's called Zephyr. Tell me about that one.
Oh, boy. Zephyr is a true life story about a train ride I took to Green River, Utah. And the train stopped right outside of San Quentin. And these guys got on the train. And, man, did they have weird energy. This one guy in particular. And he came down, sat near me. You could just tell he just didn't have – something wasn't right. And he – you know, and it was very strange energy. And so I tried to capture that energy in the lyrics of this song.
All right. Let's hear it now. This is called Zephyr. It's Dirk Cell on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Watch the city fly away. We were stopped just east of San Quentin when a man climbed aboard the train. Man, he stared right through me. He had a wild look in his eye. And it was clear to me that he was just let free after a long time on the inside. A faded pink carry-on bag that the prison must have given him for free, and he held it close as he made his way to seat in front of me. And I sat there and I wondered what part of me would remain if I had seen the things this man had seen before he stepped aboard this train. From the tattoos and the muscles, it was clear he'd seen his share of pain. And I had to pray that he was on his way home again. All night, looking over the shoulder, couldn't get to sleep at all. Guarding his few possessions like they were treasures from the Taj Mahal. And I sat there and I wondered what part of me would remain if I had lived the life this man. We pulled up to my station
I was eager to get off the train, taking that man to Lord knows where to start his life again. As I walked away,
your voice. You got it on KHMB Radio at 100.9 FM and AM 1710. Yes, this is Coastside Carousel, giving local musicians a sanctuary to talk about their music. I'm Mike Dale, and Dirk Sell is with me today. Long time coming. Oh, my God. I had to beat his head to get him in the studio, and it was well worth it. You are so talented, my friend. I just can't take it.
Oh, thank you.
Now, why are you hiding yourself? I never see you at local gigs, other than helping Rich Pearsall at Harvest Fest, which you did in 24, but you played at Harvest Fest in 2025.
I'm playing there this year as well at the Songwriter Circle. Yeah, I've been focused. I love performing. I love connecting with small groups, and I love playing with other players, but my focus is really on songwriting. It's really where most of my energy goes into.
Thank you for coming in today and sharing your heart and your compassion and your love for music.
Thank you so much, Mike, and thanks for keeping the flame alive of radio and being a DJ out here. It's really wonderful to have this as part of our community.
That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the coastside.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. The teachings of God's Word are the best friend civil government has because these teachings deal with the heart. Only by dealing with the heart can crime be prevented. For as Jesus explained in Matthew 5, all crime comes from the heart. Understanding this, Daniel Webster, the great defender of the Constitution, once declared, "The cultivation of the religious sentiment represses licentiousness. It inspires respect for law and order and gives strength to the whole social fabric. Whatever makes men good Christians makes them good citizens. Indeed, it is not the good Christians whom the police arrest for armed robbery, gang activity, or other such crimes." Understanding this, the Founding Fathers encouraged religious instruction. For as Daniel Webster so accurately noted, good Christians make good citizens.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.